Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Friday morning. And I did not want to break this to all of us, but I have a sneaky suspicion that as I begin to talk about it, you and I will wholeheartedly agree. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to talk about it at parties. We don't want to admit it. But deep down, we know it is true. And what is it that we know is true deep down? That we, in and of ourselves, without power or animation or strength from something or someone else, that we, in and of ourselves, are pretty powerless. We are pretty useless. In fact, the New Testament will actually say that we are dead in and of ourselves. I mean, think about a glove without a hand in it, without the power of a hand. Think about a car that is just completely without gas. We need power, animation, fuel from something or someone else, and we need it to live. We need it to love faithfully in season and out of season. We need it to forgive, to think the best, to be fully alive and functioning as human beings that have any chance of changing anything in the world or doing any good in the world. We need power, animation, fuel from something or someone else. Now, although we don't like to talk about that very often, the New Testament talks about this concept all the time. And the word that the New Testament uses to talk about this reality that ironically is kind of comforting is the word charis, which is the Greek word for grace. And we are going to do something exciting right now because we're going to look at the last five words in the book of Titus. Grace be with you all. That's how Paul ends this incredible letter. And that's actually just if I could do a bit of an aside right now. This is kind of exciting. We just read the last five words in the book of Titus. In the last 4 weeks, we have read every word and looked at every idea, and prayed every verse in the book of Titus, and it's been incredible, and I've loved the journey, and I've never done what we've done together in Titus as intentionally as we've done it, and there's about 300 of us that tune in every day for the daily podcast, and so anyway, that just is exciting. So Paul ends this great letter with, "Grace be to you all." Well, charis is the Greek word for grace. And grace is often confused with the word mercy. But mercy is not getting what we deserve. Like when we deserve something like a consequence and we don't get it, it's withheld from us, that is mercy. But grace is different. See, grace is receiving what we need, but we don't deserve. You know, grace is getting something that we don't deserve, but something that we desperately need, and we do need it. And actually, I just thought about this because I glanced at the beginning of Titus, but look at Titus chapter 1 at the end of verse 4. Grace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so grace, charis, becomes the bookends of Titus. Paul starts with grace, and Paul ends with grace. And Paul is really talking about grace the whole time through. It's all about grace. And grace is God's power. And that's where we started. Because remember, without a power outside of us, we are pretty powerless. And grace is God's power at work within us to be and do what we could never do and be on our own. And I wanted to just say that one more time because that's a great definition of charis or grace. Grace is God's power at work within us to be and to do what we could never be and do on our own. And so think of, again, the hand in the glove. See, grace is that hand, that power, that animation. Think gas in a car. Grace is that gas. In fact, one of my professors used to say that saints burn more grace than sinners ever could, because grace is God's power at work within us to become, to do, to be the people that we are called to be in the image of God, the forgiving people, the think the best people, the loving in season and out of season people, the being fully alive kind of people. The story of Scripture sets up the story of grace when God takes a lump of clay, a lump of dirt, and forms it into the man, and then pulls that lump of clay or lump of dirt close enough to God's nostrils, and I quote, to breathe into the man's nostrils the breath of life. And then the man becomes this living being. But see, Adam or Eve or you and I, without the power, without the charis, without the animation and the strength of God, we're pretty doggone powerless. Again, the New Testament uses the concept of dead without God's power. And Scripture continues this theme when the Old Testament says it's not by might, which is our might, not by our power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Or when Paul picks this idea up in Philippians and says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I think especially in our culture, you know, we're so trained to like do it ourselves. I remember my kids, they used to say before they could fully talk, they would say, I do self, which means, Dad, back up. I want to do this myself. The self-made man, the self-made woman is like kind of the summit, the peak, the icon of what it looks like to be, you know, a modern person. But the reality is, and this is the story of grace, the reality is we were created to be dependent. And the reality is we want to be holy. We want to be creative and loving. We want to be forgiving. We want to lead. We want to change the world. We want wisdom. We want to receive prophetic words for people. We want to be faithful. We want to live fully alive. And so the invitation of the New Testament is to be dependent upon God's charis, God's grace, God's power working in us and through us to be what we could never be on our own, to partner with God, to be animated by Him. And so the end of Titus, the end of this great book, grace be with you all. Exactly. The power of God be with you all. The beginning of Titus, grace from God our Father and through Jesus Christ our Savior. Exactly. And so what I want to do this morning, and if you've been a part of the Vineyard for any time at all, you're going to be familiar with this language. What I want to do this morning as we spend a little bit of time with Jesus is say phrases like, come Holy Spirit, fill me, you know, fill me up. More, Lord. I need you. Because as we ask, we will receive. And so what we're asking is that God would fill us with His power, fill us with His grace, animate us, you know, give us His fuel for being the kind of people that we want to be, that we're called to be. And today, let's live dependent upon God's grace, completely and totally dependent upon God's grace. And let's enjoy Him and His power working in and through us throughout the day. And that is the end of the book of Titus. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.